The latest bug has been discovered on East Coast Radio. Londiwe is now 25,000 rand richer after she managed to locate the bug, which was at the Braai area next to the wood pile at Mkhize rooftop in KwaMashu. This is Mike V, and let's find out how Londiwe managed to use the clues and the sounds to locate the bug. Londiwe, when you won a couple of minutes ago, when this happened... How did it feel? Tell me about it.
Yo, it's indescribable. I can't describe it, but I was on the roof.
This is Bugged.
Right, Londiwe, 25,000 rand richer, and you were very, very impressive. This bug was only located within a day of it surfacing the first time, so you were really, really quick. And I want to know how you did this thing. So now, Londiwe, I'm going to pull out an envelope, right? It's been given to me, and in it is every single clue from your win so far. And I want you to help me understand how you got to it, because I don't know how people do it. When I hear the clues, I'm like, no, I have nothing. Yet you managed to use it to win yourself 25,000 rand. So, Londiwe, please help me with this. The first clue we heard was on Saturday afternoon, right? And the clue was off the grid, which we now can kind of make sense of. At the time, did it trigger any thoughts in your brain?
To be honest, no.
That's fair. It's very speculative, you know. It's very far out.
No.
We then had a second clue on Sunday afternoon, and this is, I think, even more distressing to me. It was J question mark L. Anything at all? Any triggers in your brain?
No, I did not see that one.
Okay, that's totally fine. Then, yesterday morning on East Coast Breakfast, we heard the phrasing, a clean cook.
Well, when I saw that one, the first thing I thought about was like, okay, obviously it's the kitchen where they make food or something.
Yes.
So, yeah.
Okay, I like your thinking. On Carol Afori's show, we then heard stone and smoke. You reckon this one appealed to you in some way, got your brain ticking. How?
Well, the stone, I couldn't understand the stone part, but then the smoke, I understood, because obviously on the previous clue, I was like, okay, sharp, so it's a kitchen.
Okay. So it was obviously on the stone counter in front of the Braai's at Mkhize rooftop. We then heard on Danny's show, it was a phrase. Is an amachi, A-M-A-C-H-Y. Did you pick up that was translated to Shisanyama? Did you see that?
But then I think I heard it on air that it was Shisanyama.
Okay, so we gave it away.
And it was after I saw the picture.
You were
like, oh, okay.
But
now I'm
So were you thinking K-Mash at this point? Did you have a clear sense of where it could be?
Yes.
It would have been confirmed when the next word scramble came. Did you see the word scramble?
I did.
So it was S-H-M-A-K-O-R-O-F, which is Shmak Orof, which translates to...
I couldn't solve that one either, I'm not going to lie. I saw the picture and I was like, yep, definitely, I know.
Okay. So the word scramble was K-Mash Roof. So if you jumble those around, you get K-Mash Roof from it. Did you see that we had a frame somewhere in KwaMashu?
Yes, I did see that.
And Dabe Zondi was next to it, one of our presenters, a lovely friend of mine.
Yes. I saw it on Instagram. Yes, I did see.
And were you like, okay, it's an Mkhize? Did you see that then and there? It was clear.
I was like, yeah, definitely. Okay. That's what it is.
Then this morning, right before you won, you would have heard another final crossing to the bug. It happened this morning and it sounded like this, right? Talking about platters. We can hear the groove music in the background. And did that confirm it for you, 100%?
Yes, it was 100%, but yeah, that's definitely the clue.
We've heard the rhyme arrive by the Fire's Warm Glow and the Water School Spray. Your wheels get a shine as you grill the day away. That would have absolutely tied it together. How did you know that it was Mkhize versus St. Max's or another Shisanyama in K-Mash?
I was at the Mkhize rooftop last week. So that stretch tent roof thingy they have there on top, I know it.
Okay. And you're a regular.
I recognize the face.
I like your style.
I know the setting they have there at the back. So, it's just clear to me that that's the place.
So tell me, the next time you're going for a bit of a groove there at Mkhize rooftop, make sure you give that counter a gentle rub for us, okay? To say, well done, thanks for the money, huh?
I will.
What? How are you going to spend the 25,000 rand?
I'm planning on investing some of it.
Nice. planning for the future. I like your style.
Yeah.
Londiwe, 25,000 richer and the envy of KZN. If you were to give someone one piece of advice to make sure they could win the next bug, they could find bug number 7 potentially, what advice would you give them?
Okay, I would honestly just say they should not rush into making a decision. I think they should take their time to make sure that their clues are being aligned. And when trying to unscramble the clues, they should take their time and make sure that it's the right word, you know.
Londiwe, congratulations. You have done so well. We're so proud of you, and enjoy the money, okay?
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
We'll chat to you soon. That is Londiwe, 25,000 rand richer. She has found the sixth bug, and you could be the next winner on Bugged on East Coast Radio. Just keep listening to KZN's number one music station. Hear the clues, listen to the crossings, and make sure you wait a second, but not too long. That's the key thing here. The perfect amount of time, you could find the next bug, and you could be a winner, winning your share of a quarter of a million bucks. I back you to do it.
You have found a bug and won 25,000 rand.